Would you like to work a four-day week but get paid the same? That's the pledge from Labour if they get into power. The Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell made the promise at their annual conference in Brighton this week.
I've always believed we should work to live, not live to work. So, look at the history of this. In the 1860s, people worked a 65-hour week. And thanks to past Labour governments, but actually mainly thanks to the trade union movement, by the 1970s, the average working week had been reduced to 43 hours. As society got richer, we could spend fewer hours at work. But in recent decades, progress has stalled. People in our country work some of the longest hours in Europe. And since the 1980s, the link between increasing productivity and expanded free time has been broken. It's time to put that right. So I can tell you today that the next Labour government will reduce the average full-time working week to 32 hours within the next decade.
So reduce the amount of time you have to work and you don't lose any pay. I'm sure the employers will love that. The Northern Ireland Conservative member Frank Shivers with us this morning. Morning, Frank.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, you might not like it, but in bumper world, in bumper Graham world, commentator, former union man, well, you'll be.
In fact, I would want it before 10 years, Stephen, so
I was going to say something deeply inappropriate there. How can I change that word? You'll be excited by this bumper.
Well, I always take what politicians say, with a degree of caution, but...
Do you think people should have a day off their working week and still get paid the same?
Well, you know, as he said, you know, we moved from 65 hours to 43 hours in the 70s, and since then nothing has really happened to reduce the working week. And, you know, when you look at the degree of illness and sickness caused by work-related stress and mental health issues, it's clear that work does have a damaging effect on people. And a number of progressive companies have moved to a much more flexible working arrangement and introduced four-day weeks and a 32-hour week. And those companies have seen, A, an increase in their productivity, and then secondly, B, a reduction in the amount of absenteeism. So it's a win-win all round, and it would also help our GPs and our health service by reducing the demands on them if people are better equipped for work and not going to suffer as many mental illnesses.
People in the self-employed sector will just be finding it incredible and be thinking, what planet are you on?
Well, it's not, it's
when you work, you get paid. When you don't work, you don't.
It's a question of effectively managing rotas and flexible workplace arrangements. And if everybody is committed to it, then we can find it. The other thing as well, Stephen, is, you know, we keep hearing about the developments in technology and the computers and robots are going to take over. So that means there's going to be less jobs available. So it gives us an opportunity to share those jobs around.
Frank?
Well, Stephen, what can you say? I mean, for Bumper to be agreeing to work 4 days, I think that's probably an increase in his weekly workload. I mean, I want everybody to be driving a Rolls Royce and living in a nice big mansion like Jeremy Corbyn, but, you know, the reality of the world is that you work for what you get.
Jeremy Corbyn does not.
The harder you work, the harder you
live in a mansion nor drive a Rolls Royce.
Well, he lives in a nice big house, doesn't he? But what I'm saying is I would love everybody to be, you know, living a lifestyle that, you know, but unfortunately, the reality is you can't. You've got to work for what you get. And at the end of the day, you know, to say that, you know, people are going to work 4 days, but an employer is going to pay them 5 days. Say, well, let me ask you a question, Stephen. If somebody came into Fantasy Island to do a paint job for you and it was 2 weeks and they said, well, look, I'm only going to work, it's a daily rate, but I'm only going to work 4 days, but I want you to pay me 5, you'd be the first to be saying, I'll pay you for what
you do. Actually, if you were getting the job done and they were more productive and efficient over those 4 days, you might not care.
You would care.
And you might get more out of people if they work less time but work harder because it's about work-life balance, isn't it? And it's about a happier workforce.
Well, I would argue as an employer, Stephen, what would happen is employers would be forced to look at alternatives in relation to contracts. So maybe doing, you know, somebody on a 2-day contract, somebody on a 3-day contract. Because at the end of the day...
That's the way it is now. You know, we've had the ludicrous position this last number of years of nil-hours contracts.
I cannot pay somebody for 4 days and not have a receptionist on the 5th day. I need to pay somebody above that. So the increase in wages, is, no matter what way you put it, it's going to be an increased cost to the business.
Well, Frank, why do big companies, particularly in the likes of places like Scandinavia and California, take this approach and are happy because they see a happier workforce and improved productivity? So have they got it wrong?
Yes, they have, yes. I think.
But yet they're making profits and their workforce is happy.
Sorry, certain industries will absolutely, it'll work for. It'll absolutely work. And potentially there is a benefit to it for certain industries. But in reality, if you're in the hospitality industry, you're in other industries that demand a 24/7 type scenario, it's not going to work.
Surely you're not saying in those industries currently you can't make the people work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Tell you what, my lot in here, they work a 5 day week and they're basically horizontal. Sean in Enniskillen. Morning, Sean.
Even you wouldn't like a 32 hour week introduced, would you?
A what?
You wouldn't like to have the 32 hour week introduced.
Now, what are you hinting at?
Well, it would mean that your working week would go up from 7.5 hours.
Aye, that's right, because I walk in here at 9 o'clock and walk out again at 10:30, don't I?
Yes, that's right.
I tittle in and tittle out. I'm in here. Listen, by the time this team around me get up out of bed, I've decided what's on this programme and what we're doing and what we're not doing.
Well, Stephen, you get well paid for it, don't you?
I worked hard for it, though.
Carry every one of them.
Who's doing the crawling? He works hard for it.
I wish. Imagine coming in at 9 and going home again at 10:30. I'd be in here at midnight tonight.
But you're getting paid twice.
That TV show.
You're getting paid twice, Stephen. It'll be the same.
Tell this man how hard I work.
No, can I contradict you?
Tell him how hard I work.
No, he'll wander in at 8:55 and he'll wander out at 10:30. And if you ask him to do a pre-record, he gurns and complains.
So you're spot
on. About an hour and a half, you might get 2 hours out of him a day for the radio show. So you're spot on.
I think Vinny is absolutely right. You know, Stephen, you really would have to try and work 32 hours or even 42 hours to see what it's like for ordinary working
people. But what I tell Vinny every day, and you know I tell you this every
you
day.
You, I put food in your mouth.
I put that shirt on your back. And I also tell you every
you
day.
You do realise you're not actually my boss or line manager.
That when I come in here.
I work with, not for.
When I come in here and I get my wand out and I wave it, the magic is just special.
And that's called doing your job. So I don't know why you're well paid for it.
You've
got to
understand.
Why you want a wee pat in the back.
There's no point me waving the wand for five hours
Stephen,
a day.
Wave the wand over Frank there and get Frank and yourself to come in to the current modern day world and not be the old Victorians that you are.
Sean and Enniskillen, you're quite impressed by my magic, aren't you? He's refusing to speak.
I like that
so
man.
So impressed, he's speechless.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Bumper.